Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Hey there, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. How we doing?
I'm doing pretty well. What, by the way, is that in front of you?
Well, we are on a streak now.
Yes.
We are now at yet another week of being an award-winning show on Business Radio X. You got an award.
We Gwinnett Business Radio.
It has your name on it. So Business Radio X got an award, a certificate of appreciation from Care for Cops, and you were a sponsor at their golf tournament.
Well, for a great cause.
It's a fantastic
cause. For families that have fallen police officers. Mm-hmm. So we want to do what we could. So we appreciate Care for Cops recognizing us. I mean, that was not necessary. We're glad to support them.
Recognizing you, I'm just glad to ride your coattails,
Mike. So back-to-back shows where we've had awards that we can talk
about. We got a string going.
What can we do next week?
I don't know. It'll be exciting to find out.
All right. We've got two wonderful guests with us today. We're excited about today's show. From Perrin Homes, we have the COO, Keith Daniel. We go right to the top. And from Schooley Mitchell, we have Rich Bartolotta. Did I get that right, Rich?
You did. Thanks.
All right. I'm on a roll.
Wow. Award-winning name calling.
This is
Wait,
awesome.
That's not right. Sorry.
Let's start with Keith Daniel with Perrin Homes. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Perrin Homes. You guys are home builders. Talk about your company, how long it's been around, and where we could find some of your homes.
Well, back in, just to kind of give you a history, back in 2010, Whit Marshall and David Smith saw an opportunity in the downturn in the economy to capitalize on a lot of opportunities that were out in the market to acquire and develop lots that were being sold at a large discount at that time. So they decided to form Perrin Homes and go out and begin acquiring parcels and lots to combine Witt's development and land acquisition expertise with Mr. Smith's construction experience. And since then, we've enjoyed quite a bit of success.
I do want to ask you, Keith, obviously, the home industry building field, how has that been? Obviously, went through the whole slump there for a while. It seems like it's coming back.
Yes, we've seen, we've enjoyed some pretty significant success, and home building is on the mend, and home starts are up. Some people think that it's cooling off a bit, but we're very optimistic about the future, and as a company, see that we're going to grow dramatically in the next year or two.
Right. Keith, as someone who's who kind of does investing in my day job, clearly the start of this company was, hey, we have an opportunity to buy low mm-hmm. and sell higher. Was it the lots when that you guys buy and develop, is it mostly the developments where there's a lot of lots, and we've all seen the stories of they get a lot of overgrowth and they just, you know, they weren't able to develop it? Is it that, or is it are there also individual single lots that you guys were buying?
Initially, when you're beginning, you do what you can, right?
Whatever's out there in the best deal.
That's right. That's right. So it was a little of both. Downturn saw a lot of pipe farms around town and in the southeast. And so we went out and acquired as many of those as we could. And then where it made sense on a one-off basis, we acquired lots on an individual or small quantity levels, but just all around town.
So then as a good follow-up, let me let you boast and brag a little bit. Currently for Perrin Homes, where are some of the, especially developments, where there's more than a few lots that you guys are currently building out?
We have 28 active communities in and around Atlanta.
So you have them all memorized. You know exactly where they are, and you can recite them here on the air. No, just kidding.
I could probably get close.
he's good at what he does.
That was a challenge, Stephen. Challenge to Keith.
Yeah, so we in Atlanta, we have 28 communities. They range on the south side of town from Hampton to as far north as Cumming, Georgia, and pretty much everything in between. We do have a large concentration of communities in the Gwinnett County area, and that's kind of been where there were a lot of opportunities early on, and so we've enjoyed a lot of success in that area. We also have developments and communities in North Carolina and Tennessee, so we have a presence there as well.
You mentioned the term earlier, by the way. I'm going off on a tangent here, Stephen, and you mentioned pipe farms. Those will be those communities that they've kind of started building, and then you stopped, and all you see are pipes coming out of the ground. I'm sure a lot of folks drive by those all the time and go, what's going on there? Kind of a funny story as I go off on my tangent right now. My cousin, if she sees this or hears this, she'll freak out. But she once saw a chimney out in the middle of nowhere and wanted to know why was there a chimney in the middle of nowhere. And her husband told her it's because that's where the hobos would, cook their meals and do all that, not realizing it was just a chimney from an old home from years ago. But so she probably goes by the pipe farms going, why are these people growing pipes out of the fields? Please, Don, don't see this show.
Our pipe crop this year is, unfortunately, you don't want a good pipe crop in real estate.
You do not, especially if you're a developer.
There's a lot of companies out there that build homes, a lot of home builders. You're not the only ones. I don't know if you knew that, Keith, but I hate to break it to you. What makes you guys different from your competitors?
Well, we think that quality, attention to detail, and follow through after the sale are things that we try to pride ourselves on and to focus on. So we're never happy with where we are. We want to continuously improve on those areas and work and focus on quality and customer satisfaction.
You know, I think those three things that you, and in fact, one of your slogans is where quality lives.
That's right.
And I think the three things you just brought up, for someone who's dealt with developers, they go, oh, that is intriguing, because, and you can pick which one you want to go a little deeper on. I know for me, I thought after the sale, it's not something that's normally associated with a developer. So what are some of the details that you guys do focus on? What are some of the, after the sale little steps that truly really say, I mean, can you give a couple of good examples of those?
Well, first off, we have a 1-year builder's warranty that we offer with all of our homes. And that covers any defects in workmanship or materials on the home for 1 year after the sale. And then we also offer the 210 warranty program, which is a warranty program that covers all of your mechanical and appliances in the home. And we on the sale pay for the first year for our customers to have that. And then that's offered to them on a renewal basis at their expense after the first year. But we try to make sure that our home buyers get what they bought, and that we are there for them after the sale to make sure they're happy with what they bought from Perrin Homes.
Mike, I'm a little more interested in buying a new home now. How about you?
From Perrin Homes.
From Perrin Homes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Keith Daniel, COO of Perrin Homes here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Talk a little bit about the floor plans that you might offer and the pricing of your homes, because, there are some builders, they're more the lower end. There are some that do the, $1 million and up. Where does Perrin Homes fit in?
Well, our home prices range from the high 100s to the low 300s. Square foot, the plans range from 2,200 square feet to around 4,300 square feet. Some of our popular plans are the Brooks, the Coleman, the Cayley, and then we have and then Hunter, and then we also have a ranch plan called the Charlotte that seems to be well received. So we try to offer a variety of plans. I think we have a total of 36 plans. So there's a great deal of variety. We also build those houses with basements, 3-story master on main, dual owner suites. We try to offer a good deal of variety to our buyers.
And I think in that price range among developers, again, what's coming out is quality, attention to detail, that many different types of floor plans. And, there are some things that are going to separate you guys in that sector.
Yes. Not all plans are equal in terms of demand. So even though we do offer 36 plans, you will find that there are some plans that are far more popular than others just because of the features and the plan itself. So even though you do offer this variety, it's an offering. People can make a decision on what they want, but certainly if you look at our sales, you can see what the more popular plans are.
You mentioned the ranch. I'm in the market for a place for my mom. Where do they start? Because I might want to talk after the show.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm getting real personal during the show, but, you know, as you spit your coffee out over at that end.
Keith, did you bring some contracts with you? Because Mike's ready to sign
You
now.
May make a sale here during the show.
Well, I can have Jim come over.
That's right. We can get it. We can
listen, that would not be a bad thing, would it?
It'd be a great thing.
It really depends on, the ranch plan will range in price depending on the area of town, and then the, features that come with it. So, but they'll fall in the sweet spot of our pricing, matrix, which would be mid twos, to high twos, depending on where you're at and how feature rich it is.
Okay. You've talked a little bit about the success of Perrin Homes. What's been maybe, you think, the key to the success over the years? I know, obviously, the quality and everything else. Are there any other things that you think you could point to?
Well, I think that it's not only the quality, but it's the value you get for the quality that we deliver. So, we go back to trying to provide a value to the customer and the quality that goes along with it. And I think those two things in together are the bedrock of our success.
So, Keith, you talked about how Perrin kind of grew out of the downturn and finding good deals and turning that around. Well, the home market's starting to come back a little bit. So what do you guys see for the next few years? I mean, obviously, I'm thinking as long as you keep doing that value and quality, there's going to be a good market for you. Where are the opportunities for Perrin in the future?
Well, we're very optimistic about at least the next 24 months. We think that the market's going to hold. We intend to expand. We think Atlanta is a good market. We think Nashville is a good market, and we like Raleigh-Durham. And we intend to focus on those markets and expand. We think the opportunities will be there.
Your eyes lit up when he said Raleigh-Durham. You have plans to move or something?
Well, I was going to say, don't we have a Business Radio X studio?
We do.
Near Raleigh-Durham. That's what I was thinking. So,
are you leaving? Are you planning to leave?
No, no. I was thinking maybe, you know, I don't know where your mom wants this ranch house. So apparently there's plenty of opportunity for her to buy one near, you know, here or Raleigh-Durham. And when you launch your next studio, which, you know, we were talking about before the show, you can Raleigh-Durham and get a Perrin home up there.
Do you have any Perrin homes on the beaches anywhere? That's really where we want to go. That's
well, true. No, we haven't made that leap yet.
You got to stick with quality and value, and doing that on the beaches is a little difficult with all the salt air and all that kind of stuff.
I got you. Keith,
how was that, Keith? Was that a good recovery?
I think that was
pretty okay,
good.
All right. I'll send you my card and we'll sign a contract later.
Great information today about Perrin Homes. For those that want to, you know, take a look, they want to find out more, where can they go to get more information about all these great homes you're building?
Well, you can go to our website at perrinhomes.com. All of our communities are listed on there. It also, the website will also allow you to preview some of our models and some of our model homes, and get more information on Perrin and how you might contact us if you're interested in having us build a home for you.
All right. And just to be sure, everyone knows it's Perrin Homes, P-A-R-A-N, homes.com. I love Perrin Homes.
I can tell. Again, by the end of the show, there's going to be some contract paperwork in your email.
Keith Daniel, COO, Perrin Homes, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Great.
So Perrin has built a good image. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Oh,
with
no
the quality
about
of their
it.
Homes, the value and all that kind of stuff. Well, one of our sponsors here is Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta, and they help businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it, whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more. Speed Pro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Mike, you need to visit speedpromarietta.com.
I have.
Fantastic.
On more than one occasion.
But they do not have a wonderful home for your mother to live in. But they have a lot of other things and can help your business stand.
I'm thinking about getting a home and then having it wrapped. You know, with the Business Radio X logo. Kind of people wrap cars. I'm going to be the first to wrap a home.
That's wrap my house.
That ranch home I'm getting from Perrin Homes.
Yeah. So it's living and advertising all in the same stroke of brilliance, Mike.
I think outside the box.
You've got something there.
I'm ahead
friend.
Of the curve.
You are.
All right. Speaking of ahead of the curve, I don't know if he is. We'll find out. Schooley Mitchell is the next company we want to talk about. Rich Bartolotta is here, and he is a strategic partner of the company. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tough act to follow now with Perrin Homes.
I agree. And congratulations, Keith, on selling two homes on the show. That's fantastic.
That is great.
One for his mother and one for advertising.
Tell us all about Schooley Mitchell. What does your company do, Rich?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'm independent consultants, and we specialize on telecom and credit card expense reduction. And what's unique about us is we work on a contingent fee basis. So we come in and we'll help businesses save money, and our fee is a percentage of what we save them. So there's really no way for us to do anything but help their bottom line. We'll either help them look at their expenses and realize they're paying competitive rates, or we'll identify usually about 30% savings opportunities for our clients.
There we go. Where's the contract? See, I'm ready to do business with Rich now. I'm doing business with everybody.
It's a business kind of day.
We are B2B, right?
That's right.
Tell us about your background, and how did you get involved, and how does that kind of match up with Schooley Mitchell?
Yeah, I mean, I started my career a long time ago back with IBM in finance, and I was a financial executive there, and I worked for a number of different companies, last couple of roles as a CFO. So, you know, I've got a whole career that's been focused on helping businesses save money and improve their profitability. So for me, kind of moving into Schooley Mitchell was a good fit. I'm comfortable working with clients and helping them improve their profitability and giving them money to invest in growth or, you know, improve profit and have more to do with what they need to grow their business.
I think one of the things on the Schooley Mitchell website that I saw is that you guys say we don't sell telecom services and merchant card services. So, and I think that's where you kind of talked about the contingent fee. And so kind of unpack that a little bit more, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions around telecom and credit cards.
No, I agree. A lot of people will ask me, are you a phone company? Or are you a credit card processor? We're not. We're independent consultants. So we will work with anybody in the industry, any credit card processor or any telecom company. So our interests are aligned 100% to our clients, right? We want them to save money, and the only way we get compensated is by finding them savings. So we'll work with anybody in the industry that, you know, is a quality company and has competitive pricing.
So someone, so a business owner who doesn't work with an independent consultant and goes kind of out into the market to deal with telecom and credit cards, what are they going to experience doing that that they're not going to experience with you, and how the experience is going to be better?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Ooh, I got that from Mike. Wait. Man, that's a first.
1 point for Steven.
Wow. Nice. Hey, make a note of that. So
I'd say there's a couple of things. I mean, I think if you're working with a broker who's compensated by what they sell, then they're going to present options that allow them to get compensated. Whereas we're independent, we'll present options to you from any provider. And I think the second thing is, if a business owner is trying to do this on their own, you know, how much time and focus do they have to look at the options that are available in the market? That's all we do. We specialize in only two expense categories, right? Telecom and credit cards. So we can get very knowledgeable on that, and we can present, you know, all of the options to a business owner.
And if I'm a business owner who's dealing with those two options, there are some vast differences in those two options from good to bad, from, you know, top to bottom. A little kind of put my cards on the table. One of my first jobs was in telecom. Okay. There's a huge difference in systems and voice over IP and you can get easily confused, right? I mean,
you can get easily confused. You can also get locked into longer term contracts. And I try to advise companies to always go with the shortest term you can possibly have, month to month, if it possible at all, right? Because the market is constantly changing and there's new opportunities every day. And you mentioned voice over IP technology. You know, that's a kind of a current trend, and a lot of companies are moving that way. I think you want to maintain flexibility so that you can take advantage of a changing market. And that's why we've built up such a great business, because there's a lot of complexity in these two areas. There's a lot of competition, and that means there's a lot of confusion, and we help business owners kind of sort that out.
We're talking with Rich Bartolotta with Schooley Mitchell here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Keith a few minutes ago. There's other companies, I assume, Rich, that offer the same services that you do. What makes your company different from some of your competitors?
You know, a couple of things. I mean, I think being independent is a big advantage. A lot of people that will come in are going to be brokers, and they're getting compensated based on, you know, what they sell. I think the fact that there are a lot of people that can come in and help you reduce your expenses across a number of different categories, but because we specialize in just two categories, we get very knowledgeable in that. You know, we've been in business since 1980. We've helped, I think it's 16,000 clients save almost $250 million. So because we're independent, focused, and specialized, you know, we're very good at what we do. So I think that differentiates us from a lot of the companies that are out there.
We're talking about telecom, merchant services, things like that. Is this time consuming to work with a company like yours?
Not for the client. It generally takes us about 4 to 6 weeks to do our analysis. But for our client, they need to give us a copy of their invoices, generally 1 to 3 months worth of invoices, probably about 2 hours for them to be invested in this over a 4 to 6 week period. We're doing all the work, right? We're doing the benchmarking. We're doing the analysis around what they're spending. We're doing the negotiations with the telecom and credit card companies. So a client will probably have a couple of hours of their time, not much to get, you know, what can be a 30 or 40% savings on those two categories.
Here on Business Radio X, we have business leaders, business owners, folks like that, that typically are listening to our programs. For those folks out there, are there certain industries, certain businesses you work with and don't work with, or does it kind of run the gamut?
You know, we've got clients in every industry. What I think of is more important is the business owner interested in making sure they have the best technology available at the most competitive prices, right? And have kind of optimized their spending in those two areas. If that's what they're looking for, they're a great client of ours. But in terms of industry, we work with them all. And in terms of client size, I mean, we've got clients that are a couple of employees up to businesses with thousands of employees.
Rich, I want to go back to one of Mike's questions and just kind of ask a follow-up on top of that. You know, he asked, you're not the only game in town, but I was sitting here thinking you might be one of the only games in town. What percentage of people who do telecom and do merchant services are brokers who are tied to one company and can only sell you one type of thing, or maybe a handful? Are you guys kind of the only game in town that's independent?
I think we are. I mean, I don't come across a lot of competitors in my day-to-day with clients. What I come across more than anything is a client that may think, you know, I can do this myself. So why do I need to share the expense savings with you? I'll go out and figure out my own telecom, or I'll go out and figure out my own credit cards. And that's true. You can do that. But the issue is, you're not going to look at the number of providers that we'll look at. You don't have, you know, the history of working with thousands of clients to do that. And you certainly don't have the negotiating clout that we have when we call up a telecom provider or a credit card provider. They know who we are, and we work with them every day. So I'd say the greatest competitor I have is an owner that thinks they can do this themselves more than somebody else in the market that does what we do.
Well, and I think also, you know, credit card processing and telecom, if they've had an experience with someone in the industry, it's probably been very pushy. It hasn't been consultative.
Correct.
It's been trapping. And so you almost have to overcome that. No, I really am trying to help you, you know, save money.
And that's
money.
Generally easy to do because, I think I tell people up front, it truly is a risk-free approach. We'll do this analysis. We'll present you as a business owner with opportunities to save. You can choose to take advantage of those or not.
And the fact that you're saying we're going to put you in, usually, more often than not, the shortest contract so that you're not tied up, because the technology is changing so constantly. If for nothing else,
right,
that's the reason people should keep it so short term.
Yep, I agree with you.
Hey, he agrees with me. You've said a good question and he agrees with me. Let's just stop the show now.
You're having a good day, Stephen.
I'm going to get an award for this.
I do want to ask you this because your service, what you provide, any business owner, any business leader, it seems like it's a no-brainer just to at least have a conversation with you. How does Rich find new business? Other than coming on Business Radio X to talk about it, how do you go out and find these businesses?
You know, a lot of it is through people I knew and, you know, before going into business for myself. So I've reached out to a lot of clients that I knew previously and certainly, you know, worked with them. But a lot of it is referral. I mean, even though I think it is a no-brainer, I think to the point that was made earlier, people have sometimes a bad feeling about dealing with a telecom or a credit card company or maybe a consultant that they're going to get sold something. So there's a reluctance there. So I found, you know, where I can develop relationships and have referrals, that's the best source of business for me. So I've spent a lot of time, you know, networking at Chamber of Commerce and other events to build up those relationships and be able to get referred in.
Well, Rich, for those that are listening that want to find out more and maybe look into your services, at least have a conversation with you, tell us where they can find more information.
More information at schoolymitchell.com/R. Bartolotta.
So, okay. And do you want to give any phone numbers, emails, anything like that? Or did I get too personal with that question?
No, my phone number is 678-436-5740.
And you know I'm the spelling geek over here, so I'll make sure people know how to spell Schooly, because there's a little E in there that people might not think of. S-C-H-O-O-L-E-Y in Schooly, Schooly Mitchell. And then you have the backslash.
R Bartolotta, B-A-R-T-O-L-O-T-T-A.
See, the great thing about a podcast, too, they can go back and listen to that again.
That's right.
As they're writing this down.
As they're writing it down.
We don't have to say it three times.
E-I-E-I-O.
There you go. Rich, continued success. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate being on the show.
Steven, do you have any final words for us?
Well, I do want to tell you that we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. I don't know if you knew that. Turn around. There you go, right behind you.
Oh, I did not even notice that.
Well,
it's all over the wall.
I'm here to help you notice things that you should notice. But we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and love is what makes a Subaru. So you, Mike, and anyone else in this room and anyone listening and those watching on YouTube can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett. And that is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com, join their family today, come in and see the difference. And even if you're already a Subaruist, then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Real quick story about the Subaru of Gwinnett. We have a host that started their show this past week, and they did a selfie of themselves with me in the background and all this in the background of the wall with the Subaru logos, and they're getting all the likes on Facebook, and hey, congratulations on your new show. A couple people were writing in, why do I have this sudden urge all of a sudden to buy a Subaru?
Because they love Subaru.
That's right.
And they're a Subaruist, apparently.
All right. Appreciate that, Steve. And I want to remind all our listeners that you can enjoy this program from our Subaru of Gwinnett Studios anytime, 24/7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show, if you'd like, on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. It's Gwinnett Radio X. Also, check out our new YouTube channel. You can now see us doing this for better or worse. I'm not sure. But anyway, we have a YouTube channel. It's Business Radio X Gwinnett Studio. And so check that out as well. I want to appreciate or thank our guests, Keith Daniel from Perrin Homes and Rich Bartolotta from Schooly Mitchell. And Stephen, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And I want everyone who's watching and listening to know that when Mike gets the ranch house for his mom and wraps it from Speed Pro Imaging, then he's going to set up a ticket booth with some good merchant services from Schooly Mitchell so that people can come and look at the first ever live-in house for his mom that's also an advertising site.
Sometimes you just try too hard to tie in all
the
my wife says that a lot.
When I make a joke, she says, you're trying too hard.
Yes. So anyway.
I guess that was okay. I'm sorry. Have a great day, Mike.
Thank you, Steve. And I want to thank Trey Odom as well, our producer. I'm Mike Salmon. And we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.